Are you stressed and depressed and concerned about this lockdown? Are you worried about this virus? Let me give you a few tips on how to turn this lockdown into a golden opportunity to lift your life up. This is beyond our control. It is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't control it, so why are you worried about something which is not in your control? Accept it as the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal and be happy. Don't be sad. Why? Because you didn't decide upon this. Every morning when you get up, you've been granted an amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. This month is full of blessings and full of the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now when you get up in the morning, have a nice bath, take a shower, perform ghusl, apply oil, put fragrance on, fresh clothes on, and look the part. When you're standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, make sure that you've made every effort. Now, once you've done that and you look the part, then start your day by protecting your salah, praying Fajr on time, making sure that you stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal humbly and sincerely. Make sure that the 5 daily salahs are protected. This is the most important thing you can do to protect your health and to protect your mental well-being. Then, the greatest blessing, the glorious Quran. It is truly a miracle, and it is truly a cure. Take it with both hands. Spend time reading the glorious Quran. You know, we have always wanted to say, you know, if I wish I had time to read the glorious Quran, but with busy life, I haven't got the time. Well, you've been gifted the time by Allah Azza wa Jal. This Ramzan al-Mubarak, you've got all the time in the world. Let's spend it reading the glorious Quran, reading the translation, and reading the commentary. If you go on to dawatislami.net, you can download Kanzul Iman English translation. You can download Siratul Jinan Tafsir, which is in Urdu. And even if you can't read Urdu, somebody in the household can. Everybody sit down as a family and read the beautiful translation and the commentary of the Quran. And if you spent a few hours doing it, one para a day wouldn't take long. But after the 30 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, you would come out having read the entire Quran with translation and commentary. Even if it takes longer than a month, so what? This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Take it with both hands and let the Quran shower you with blessings and mercies and open up your mind. We need to stay healthy. We need to go for walks. And most of us are doing so. And the doctors recommend about 7,000 steps a day. In this Ramadan al-Mubarak, when all good deeds, the reward for them is increased manyfold. Why don't you grab a tasbih? Go for a walk. The doctors say 7,000 steps. How beautiful would it be if you recited Durood e Pak roughly about 2,000 times and you'll have walked 7,000 steps. But if you're a fast walker and you haven't recited, you've gone through the tasbih, recite Ya Allah 1,000 times. That helps relieve your stress, depression and anxiety. Then you can go even further. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You can recite all of these. You can recite Astaghfirullah in abundance while you're walking. So Alhamdulillah, you're keeping, nourishing your body by exercise, but also nourishing your soul with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Then, reading. Reading is so, so important. We don't read many Islamic books. We always look for the opportunity. This is your opportunity. If you go to dawatislami.net, there are hundreds of books to download on different topics. Beautiful books, very enticing. The reader encompasses himself within these great books and you learn so much. Learn about the beautiful life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about how to read your salah correctly. Learn about the glorious month of Ramadan and all the etiquettes of it by reading Fezani Ramzan, an amazing book by Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah. All these opportunities are there. Why waste this Ramzan sitting in front of the television and watching things you shouldn't be? And if you want to sit in front of the television, then why don't you turn to Madani Channel? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, a 24-hour muballigh in your home when you want to. And join the Madani Muzakras of Amir al-Sunnah and learn the knowledge of the Deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ramadan Mubarak is a very unique opportunity. And it's for you to change your life within it. You know, previous Ramzans have come, and some of us, unfortunately, have come out the way we went in. Let this Ramzan al-Mubarak be different. Let's look back in years to come and say that during the lockdown, when everybody was getting depressed and wasting their time and, you know, earning sins, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, I learnt the glorious Quran, I read the translation, and I learned the beautiful Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another tip, don't overeat. Ramzan isn't an eating contest at iftari time. No, eat what you need to, but in moderation. Have a balanced diet. Why? Because if you overeat, you will not be able to pray your Taraweeh Salah, and you will not be able to read Salatul Layl, the Nafils and Tahajjud. You will not be able to do the Zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal at night. We don't want a situation where, because of the unfortunate situation we're in, many of the mosques being closed, you can't get to the mosque for Taraweeh. You have to discipline yourself. And if you've overeaten and you missed these golden opportunities, then what will you do? And finally, spend every moment of this blessed month pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend every moment of this blessed month that you can, sending through the salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for who knows, this may be our last Ramadan. Salu ala al-Khabib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.